This is episode 20 of the Billions of Atoms podcast. Have you ever pondered the threads connecting us to the stars? The Billions of Atoms podcast explores these questions and more. Where science meets spirituality, personal stories reveal universal truths, and meaning becomes a shared journey. We delve into human connections, one story at a time. It's an auditory journey reclaiming humanity through the atomic bonds uniting us, exploring meaning, purpose, and personal growth. Join us on a reflective journey through modern landscapes, personal challenges, and the eternal quest for understanding. Approaching science, spirituality, personal identity, and curiosity, we invite you on an intimate yet expansive dialogue. In this series, we embrace the boundless quest for understanding, celebrate diverse thought, and revel in the beauty of uncertainty. Each episode aims to connect us, showing that profound truths often lie within our individual experiences. Join us on the Billions of Atoms podcast as we explore human thought, experience, and emotion, unraveling the mysteries of existence, one reflection at a time. Rediscover your place in the universe. In pondering the life of a soldier, not just any soldier, but my father, drafted into the tumult of the Vietnam War by the indifferent hand of fate, a literal lottery that marked him for war, I find myself adrift in a sea of questions. It was a conflict that seemed as distant in purpose as it was in geography. Yet it irrevocably altered the course of his youth, and hence the fabric of my own existence. From his life of being tortured and subsequently becoming a torturer, I gleaned that war in its most visceral essence is a paradox. It champions heroism in the same breath as it perpetuates destruction. The Vietnam War, with its jungles whispering tales of valor and despair, came a stage where the thousands of lives flickered out like candles in wind. Many of them innocent, their stories untold, their dreams unfulfilled. My father, once a young man thrown into the fray, would often be drawn into internal reflection on the futility of it all. The silence of forgotten fields haunted him, fields where the only victors were loss and regret. Through his eyes, I began to see war not as a series of battles won or lost, but as a multitude of personal tragedies woven into the larger tapestry of human history. It poses a profound question. Why do we, generation after generation, persist in resolving our differences through violence that achieves nothing but the erosion of our humanity? My father's trials in Vietnam exemplify the endless cycle of conflict that we as a species have yet to transcend. It's a stark reminder that in war, there are no true victories, only echoes of pain that ripple through time, affecting generations beyond those who wield the weapons, including the women and children who suffer through a lifetime of confused emotions as a result of someone else's conflict. Welcome back, fellow travellers, to another episode on the Billions of Atoms podcast. where we traverse the vast landscapes of thought, both within and beyond ourselves. Today, we gather around the hearth of history and humanity to ponder a phenomenon as ancient as civilization itself, war. Why does this echo of conflict reverberate through the ages? What faces does it wear? And in its many portraits, can we find threads of a common unity binding us together? Our journey begins at the root, the seed from which the vast tree of conflict grows. What whisperings of the human heart lead us into war, from the very tangible land and resources to the intangible beliefs and ideologies? What draws that line in the sand? Historians speak of patterns, while political analysts chart the shifting sands of power and principle. Yet beneath these grand narratives, there is an intimate story of fear, desire, and survival. How do you see it? Are we driven more by our divisions or by our common needs? In the midst of turmoil, where do we find the eye of the storm? Who stands there facing the winds of war? As we meander through the corridors of history, we find ourselves amid a mosaic of conflicts, with each with its own narrative yet eerily echoing the other. From the ancient clashes of empires in Mesopotamia to the ideological battlegrounds of the 20th century, war seems to weave a persistent thread through the fabric of humanity. But what are the drivers behind these endless confrontations? At first glance, the reasons are as varied as the conflicts themselves. Territory, resources, religion, ideology, and the very human fear of the other. Yet as we dig deeper, a pattern emerges, a cyclical dance of power, greed, and the quest for what one perceives as justice or survival. Who, then, are the real beneficiaries of these conflicts? While kings, emperors, and leaders often claim victory, their triumphs are transient, their legacies as fleeting as shadows at dusk. Beneath the grandeur of victory parades and the solemnity of peace treaties lie the shattered lives of the common folk, people like you and I, for whom war is not a matter of ideology, but a matter of survival. Perhaps then the true beneficiaries, if any can be said to exist, are those who learn from the ashes of the past. Philosophers, historians, and peacemakers who weave these lessons into the tapestry of human consciousness in the hope of a brighter, more enlightened future. In this reflection, we must ask ourselves, what role do we play in this narrative? Are we mere spectators, or do we hold the power to redefine the story of conflict that has so defined us? What actions can we take to alter history? Perhaps the tale of perpetrators and victims, if we turn to those who have walked through the eye, whose boots have tread the paths of conflict. Soldiers from different eras have shared their stories, not of strategies and victories, but of mornings waking up to uncertainty, of nights haunted by what was lost and what may never be found again. Through their eyes, we glimpse the moral quandaries that war weaves, entangling soldier and civilian alike. Perhaps amid their turmoil, there are hidden oases of understanding and compassion. But what of those who never chose to enter the storm? Who speaks for them?
In looking at the psychology and sacrifice in war, and entering the innermost chambers of the human psyche, we approach the enigma of why men march into the mist of morality, why they willingly give their flesh to the soil of battlefields far from home. War, in its most primal essence, is not merely a clash of armies, but a battleground of conflicting human desires and fears. But what ignition sparks this willingness to face the abyss? At the core of this willingness lies a complex psyche of loyalty, belief, honor, and sometimes the sheer force of circumstance. Warriors throughout history have been driven by a conviction stronger than the instinct for self-preservation, whether it be for country, creed, or kin. Yet beyond these noble banners, there is a more intimate combat within the mind, a struggle for identity, purpose, and the answering of an ancient call to test one's mettle against the forge of adversity. Philosophers ponder and psychologists theorize that the fire of these conflicts is fueled by a deep-seated need to belong, to defend one's place in the world, or perhaps to prove one's worth within it. There is also a lure to the heroic, the seductive promise of immortality in memory, if not in flesh. And yet, beneath these layers, there could be a simpler, more universal truth, a shared heartbeat within all humans that whispers of fear, love, and the desperate quest for meaning in a world so vast. In pondering why men fight, we are also asking what it means to be human. Is it our destiny to be perpetually caught in the tempest of war, or can we envision a new paradigm of conflict, one where battles are fought within the arenas of dialogue and understanding, rather than upon the blood-soaked earth? As we continue to weave through the echoes of conflict, we realize the answers are as complex and multifaceted as the human heart itself. But in seeking them, we undertake a journey not only through the annals of history, but into the depths of our own souls, questioning, reflecting, and perhaps understanding a little more about the essence of our shared humanity. And what of the unheard voices, the echoes of silence, the toll of civilian casualties and civilians in the crossfire? The murmur of the unheard voices becomes a chorus as we listen to the stories of civilians. Their narratives are not just side notes to the main melody of war, but are central harmonies, distinct and profound. They share with us not just the tales of loss and despair, but of resilience, love, and enduring hope for peace. Each story is a testament to the human spirit's capacity to rebuild from the rubble of destruction. Is it not in these stories that we find the true strength of humanity? In the grim theatre of war, the cost paid in civilians' lives often goes unnoticed amid the clatter of strategy and victory. The scars etched into the fabric of societies bear witness to the untold millions who have perished, not as combatants, but as bystanders caught in the storm of human conflict. From the ancient sieges where famine decimated populations, to modern conflicts where cities crumble under the weight of bombs, civilians have borne the brunt of war's fury. The numbers staggering in their magnitude whisper tales of interrupted lives, dreams unfulfilled, and generations erased without a trace. Reflecting upon this somber truth, one cannot help but contemplate the sheer futility of war. Each life lost is a universe of potential extinguished, a story left untold. Philosophically, the loss of civilian lives in conflict forces us to question the very nature of war. What gains can justify such monumental loss? Is the fabric of our humanity not torn with every child, mother, and father, lost to the indiscriminate cruelty of war? In the ledger of history, these civilian casualties represent a profound moral debt, one that challenges our collective consciousness and the paths we choose as nations and individuals. Through the lens of philosophy, we are compelled to ponder the paradox of war, that in seeking to protect our way of life, we often destroy the very essence of what it means to truly live. The haunting silence of the lives lost serves as a solemn reminder of war's futility and the urgent need for humanity to find an alternative pathway to resolve its disputes. In honouring the memory of those who were caught in the crossfire, may we strive towards a future where conflicts are resolved not on the battleground, but within the realm of mutual understanding and peace. Our collective narrative need not be one of endless conflict, but can be re-scripted towards empathy, reconciliation, and a profound appreciation for the sanctity of life. The echoes of those we have lost should not fade into oblivion, but should inspire us to envision a world where the chorus of civilization is not disrupted by the cacophony of war. This vision, while seemingly quixotic, is the beacon that guides the human spirit towards a horizon where peace is not just a fleeting dream, but a tangible reality for all. Amidst the chaos of war, what happens to the most innocent among us? The children of war, of innocence lost through conflict. The echoes of conflict often reach the future, shaping lives yet unlived. We dedicate this part of our conversation to the children, their dreams deferred, their playgrounds turn to battlegrounds. Yet in their resilience, there is a powerful lesson for us all. How do we protect this innocence? Can we nurture a world where the laughter of children drowns out the sounds of conflict? Their experiences remind us of our collective responsibility to sow seeds of hope and healing. In the dissonance of war's orchestra, the most haunting notes are those silenced before their time, those of the children, untouched by malice, uncomprehending of the ideologies that fuel the fires of adult conflicts. They stand as the most tragic casualties. The calamity that befalls them is not a matter of their making, yet they pay the steepest price. Why then does their loss, so profound in its injustice, seem to be an accepted sorrow within the tapestry of societal norms? It is a philosophical quagmire, this acceptance of innocence lost to the ravages of war. Perhaps it is rooted in a historical resignation of the inevitability of conflict, a bitter pill swallowed with the grim acknowledgement that war, in its chaos, spares no one, not even the most innocent. Or perhaps it is a reflection of a deeper, more unsettling truth about our collective human psyche, a willingness to dehumanize the other to such an extent that even the loss of children is viewed through a lens of detachment. But this acceptance, one might argue, is not a true reflection of our core human values, but rather a defense mechanism against the overwhelming grief that the notion of such an innocent suffering invites. To fully confront the reality of children caught in the crossfire would necessitate a profound questioning of the very foundations upon which societies wage war against each other. In the echoes of their silence, dreams unfulfilled, there lies a powerful admonition against the continuation of conflicts. Each child lost is not just a casualty of war, but a stark reminder for the potential for love, creativity, and innovation extinguished. It begs the questions: how many peacemakers, scientists, artists, and leaders have we lost to the senseless cruelty of war? What does it say about us as a society, as a species, that we have yet to find a way to shield the most innocent among us from our own destructiveness? Through this lens, the acceptance of such loss is not an acceptance at all, but a clarion call to seek new pathways to peace. It challenges us to envision a world where the innocence of childhood is protected against the backdrop of adult conflicts, a world where the sounds of children's laughter are the loudest sounds of all, drowning out the cacophony of war. To honour the memory of those lost is to strive unceasingly towards this vision, nurturing a global society where the sanctity of every child's life is upheld above all. Where do we go from here? How do we understand the aftermath, the resolution, or the continuation of conflict? Dear travellers, as we near the end of today's exploration, we find that war in its many faces offers us a mirror, reflecting on these diverse perspectives of warriors, witnesses, victims, and visionaries. We're invited to see beyond the battle lines drawn by history. Victory and defeat find new meanings when measured not by territory won, but by lives touched, changed, and sometimes lost. Softly, we question: are there true winners in war? Or does the very notion bind us to an endless cycle of conflict? Could it be that our true triumph lies not in dominion, but in dialogue, understanding, and empathy? In the cold calculus of war, the human cost is often relegated to a footnote, a mere statistic, overshadowed by strategic victories and territorial acquisitions. Yet behind each number lies a mosaic of untold stories, dreams unfulfilled, families shattered, futures diverted. This collective loss transcends borders and eras, binding us in a shared narrative of grief. How then Can we shift the paradigm from this acceptance to prevention, from conflict to connection? To begin, we must cultivate a culture that values dialogue over destruction, empathy over enmity. Education plays a crucial role here, not in the traditional sense of academic achievements, but in fostering a deeper understanding of the interconnectedness of our global community. By highlighting the common threads that bind us, our hopes, fears, and aspirations, we can dismantle the artificial barriers that feed into the narrative of us versus them. Furthermore, the power of personal narratives cannot be overstated. By bringing to the forefront the stories of those directly affected by war, we transform abstract numbers into tangible realities. These narratives serve as potent reminders of the cost of conflict and the resilience of the human spirit. They underscore the need for a collective effort towards peace that is rooted in mutual respect and understanding. Technological advancements, meanwhile, offer unprecedented opportunities for bridging divides. Social media, while often criticized for its role in disseminating divisive content, holds immense potential for fostering a global sense of community. By utilizing these platforms to share stories of unity, compassion, and peace, we can counteract the narratives that fuel division and war. This is the foundation of the Billions of Atoms project for us. Yet for all these strategies, the most potent tool at our disposal is our capacity for empathy. By truly empathizing with the other, we begin to see reflections of ourselves in their struggles and joys. This profound connection lays the foundation for a world where conflicts are resolved not through the barrel of a gun, but through the bonds of our shared humanity. The art of empathy, placing oneself in another's shoes, of truly feeling and understanding their joys and sorrows, serves as a beacon of hope in the relentless storm of conflict. It is in this profound act of empathy that the false narratives spun by the machinery of propaganda begin to unravel. Propaganda, in its essence, seeks to dehumanize the other, to strip them of their complexities and reduce them to caricatures of fear and hatred. It feeds our insecurities and amplifies them, crafting a distorted mirror in which we only see the monstrous, never the mirror image of our own humanity in the other. By consciously choosing empathy over apathy, we challenge these manufactured perceptions. We begin to question the stories we've been told, the prejudices we've unknowingly harbored. In doing so, we open ourselves to a world where the other is not an adversary, but a fellow traveler on the path of life, carrying their own hopes, dreams, and struggles. This shift in perception is revolutionary. Rather than viewing conflicts as distant, abstract events involving nameless, faceless entities, empathy brings us into sharp focus the human cost of these struggles. It forces us to confront the reality that the tears of a mother who has lost her child to war are no less bitter on one side of the border than they are on the other. Furthermore, breaking free from the shackles of propaganda and nurturing empathy within societies holds the potential to transform international relations. In a world interconnected by technology, where the voices of the marginalized can find global audiences and the realities of war can no longer be hidden behind the veil of censorship, empathy can drive the push for peace. It can motivate individuals to call for their governments to engage in dialogue and cooperation rather than confrontation. It can inspire movements that advocate for the resolution of conflicts, not with bombs and bullets, but with words and wisdom. empathy then is both a shield and a sword. It protects us from being manipulated into supporting actions and policies that perpetuate the cycle of conflict. Simultaneously, it empowers us to challenge the status quo, to envision and work towards a future where understanding and compassion lay the foundations of international relations. In human history, marred by countless conflicts, the threads of empathy and understanding shine brightly, guiding us towards a more peaceful and united world. As we contemplate the paths towards peace, we must remember the choices we make today shape the world of tomorrow. In every moment of empathy, every act of understanding, we pave the way for a future where the echoes of war are silhouetted against the vibrant chorus of peaceful coexistence. Thank you for joining me on this quest for understanding. Until we meet again, may we carry forward the echoes of today's reflections, letting them guide us towards a future where the echoes of conflict are drowned out by a chorus of unity. I do hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Billions of Atoms podcast. And remember, I am part of you, and you are part of me, and we are part of everyone and everything.